All right, welcome to the Derek and Jenna Mitchell podcast. This is episode 6. It's Tuesday. Welcome to the show and the fallout.
Huzzah.
Mama got hit real hard with the flu. So we're going to keep this podcast real short, but we wanted to touch base because we promised ourselves we would launch a new episode every Tuesday and Thursday. So here we are being consistent, even when we don't feel like it, even when it is terrible. We thought we dodged a bullet after our travels being in Las Vegas. And usually we get home, get sick, or a kid's been sick when I travel. And we maybe celebrated a little prematurely because the mothership went down.
Yeah.
Oh, you sound awful.
I look awful.
Oh, you look beautiful. So what do you want to talk about today?
I don't know.
You were talking about expectations before we hit the big red record button. We were going to talk about how when you hope it goes one way, but...
yeah.
Man, you sound awful.
How to handle disappointment.
Disappointment. So you missed a whole week of basketball practices.
I did.
You've got... the senior night basketball game coming up. Hopefully you're in shape for by then.
Mm-hmm.
What else? It's been a busy
weekend. I don't know. I spent 3 days. In 3 days, I slept less than 6 hours. And by that fourth night, I was...
You were delirious. You were weird.
Yeah, I was talking to people that weren't even there. It was not okay. And then I took literally all the medications and I passed out.
At one point you woke up and you're speaking like gibberish to me. I can't even repeat what you said. It was so funny. Anyway, sorry.
No, I think I yelled at you at one point for touching my pillow.
You definitely did. Got real grumpy about it.
My apologies.
I forgive you. Anyway, so we'll keep this episode brief just because nobody wants to listen to Jen hacking and coughing. And honestly, we've been pretty much just hunkered down trying to stay healthy. I think that's one thing that's been cool about this last season in life has been focusing on eating healthy and staying healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, for the most part, it's been, you know, looking back, like it's a bummer you're sick now, but you know, we've been pretty healthy as a family.
It's been the best year for that we've ever had, I think, especially for the kids. Which is a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd rather me be sick than them be sick, to be honest.
Yeah.
But no, it just sucks. Like, I don't know. It just sucks. Being sick is no fun at all. Especially when there's other things to do. Like, life doesn't just stop.
Right.
Like, your commitments don't just stop. Like, fortunately, I was able to find a sub for teaching and my assistant coaches handled practices like champs, you know, like I so appreciate that, you know, mom bringing me food and juice and, you know, like you were able to work from home. Like that was a blessing, but.
Yeah. I mean, think that's one thing, you know, for those of you who are my students from the graphic design side of things, that's something I really appreciate about my career. Just being able to work remote, you know, you could be a writer, mm-hmm. you could be a photographer, you could be, you know, a video editor. There's a lot of mm-hmm. careers you can do in the technical side of things where you can work remote. I just think it's such a cool thing to be able to, you know, for me to be able to take care of my family. Part of that's again, where I work, my employers, my bosses have been really cool about, you know, me coming and going as I need to, as long as I get my work done. And that's been huge to be able to take care of my kids. And actually I've really enjoyed the last, I don't know how long it's been, 5 or 6 days, where it's pretty much been full-time, you know, full-time daddy, taking care of the kids, going ice skating, going skiing, running into town, basically just trying to give you space to recover and be out of the house so we don't get sick too.
Mm-hmm.
But at one point you had talked about wanting to have your own career and do stuff and we'd swap roles and I'd be the stay-at-home dad. What do you think? We should do that.
Someday.
Anyway, no, I just really appreciate the career that we have, that we can do that and the flexibility and the family support and all that kind of stuff. Still doesn't make being sick any better as far as you still feel crummy.
Well, but we are super fortunate.
Yeah.
I mean, that life didn't totally have to grind to a halt.
Yeah.
For everybody, just for me.
Yeah. And I know the one thing that's tough is, you know, last episode we talked about Birdie the bus and our plans with downsizing and, you know, I was stressing out a little bit because I see that it's already February, you know, and then March, April, right? Mm-hmm. So we're right on the I mean, it's coming at us fast. We've got a trip to Las Vegas in March coming up. We've got a trip to Phoenix coming up in April. And then we're out of our house if we end up not renewing our lease or. I know it's not what you want to do, but I'm just like, I was really stressing about it because it was like, you know, there's just so much for us to do and achieve before, you know, we have to make those decisions. And I don't remember what you said in your delirium, but basically just giving ourselves grace, like, okay, let's get through this week, get you healthy. Let's get through the end of basketball, you know, maybe three or four more weeks, whatever that is. And we always work hard and work good under pressure. It's kind of like when you're in school, your best projects are the ones you do the night before and you're up till 3 a.m. and you just wish you had one more day to get it done. I wish we could have the discipline to just do it earlier, but I feel like we're going to wait until end of March.
Well,
March 20th.
It never really ends up being like a total last minute. It's like we've been thinking about it and talking about it. It's just like some things, like you can't start packing now. Like that would be silly.
No, but you can sell toasters and stuff.
Yeah, you can. I did that.
Still bitter.
Did that.
No. Well, anyway, I think we're going to cut the show really short just because we gotta get this kid healthy again. Mm-hmm. Send you back to bed. Horrible husband twisting your arm to come jump on a microphone.
No, you're fine.
Anyway, but I think it's important. You know, one thing that we're really trying to do a better job of is be consistent even when you don't feel like it. I think so many times in life, I think culturally right now, it's very easy to just feel like, well, didn't feel good, or do what
not
you want
feeling it.
Or, you know, well, yeah. I don't want to, it's not fun or whatever, when there's work to be done.
Right. And being good for your word.
Yeah. That's the biggest one, honestly. And that ties in with communication. I think we talked about like dealing with client expectations when you're gone, or like in this case, you know, not feeling well. Mm-hmm. That tied in perfectly this week. I had a client who was like, hey, just checking in, I don't want to bug you, but I haven't heard anything. I was like, man, I am so sorry. Try not to make an excuse for every occasion. I still stayed up late and got the work done, but I still communicated like, hey, under the weather, I've been on for the kids. I honestly don't know when I'm going to get this done. I don't want to make a promise I'm going to break because my word's important to me. But you know, do what you got to do to get things done.
Yeah.
Just stay up late even when you feel crummy.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've always said, and I don't know if my parents said it to me when I was little or whatever, but the idea of like soldiering on, mm-hmm. like you got to rally.
Yeah.
You got to soldier. Like, and there's danger of doing that too much. It's important to know when to rest and when to push through. And that's a trial and error thing, I think. You know, too often I push through and then I end up just
wipes out longer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so for me, it's knowing when to wave that white flag and take a break.
Sure. Yeah. I was going to say something else, but I forgot. So honestly, we're just going to wrap this one up. We'll keep it short and sweet. Thanks for tuning in this week. And the next episode, hopefully Mama's feeling a lot better and we'll have more fun things to talk about. So special thanks again to our sponsors, to Anchor FM for having us on. And of course, if you have the app, you can leave us a voicemail, ask us questions, and we would love to engage with you guys that way. So thanks for tuning in, and we will catch you in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.